I think it was quite a bitter game. You know, I think it was a game that was defragmented at times. The boy Ekpenza up front, you know, causes you problems at times. And what it does do, you know, I think he's give six, seven, eight, maybe his fouls away. You know, and we've fouled him quite a few times. So it breaks the play up and it becomes very detached to what you're doing. We couldn't get our fluidity going at all. You know, and Port Vale come here and put up a strong stance. But I watched him in the week. I went across with Ben Futcher, and he looked quite vulnerable from set pieces. You know, so it was something we'd done a little bit of work on. But Ussie's delivery today was absolutely outstanding. I think everything he did that we asked him to do, you know, he's whizzed it in there, and he's put some quality in there. But the pace he's put in there, and you know, Nathan Cameron, we've been encouraging to score more goals. I think for his size and his power and his speed and his foot speed. You know, we're encouraging him to score more goals from set pieces, and for me, he should be on, you know, at least three already. So that's something that, you know, we're trying to encourage. But with Chris Hussey's delivery, you know, it's as good as anything in this league and probably the next one up. So we should get more goals from set piece. And today, you know, we penetrated him through a set piece, and that's probably what it was going to take today to win this football match.
You talked about Nathan Cameron. For me, I think he was man of the match. I thought his battle with Ekpeazu, I know you struggled with his name, I'm struggling with it now, but I thought his battle, he came out on top with that, and he is a strong character. They must be really pleased in that dressing room, and you must be pleased with them.
Yeah, you know, I always look for improvement. I am an obsessive. I've just said to the players then, you know, 80% of that I'm delighted with, but a 20% that we're working on next week, I know that the players will be fully behind that. And you know, and there's a tinge of disappointment in that dressing room for us, you know, not dominating the game that I would have liked. You know, but that's three straight wins now, and in any competition, in any league, you know, that's excellent to do. Two away wins and an home win. And the big thing for me is, you know, this team's improving. I look at the season as a start. I said to the chair, the start of the season, you know, we're 11 games in now. We've been beat off Leicester, who was top of the Premiership when they come here, beat off Fleetwood, and that's the only team that's beat us this season. You know, so it's been a fantastic start over 11 games. We've been beaten once, you know, in the league. You know, and that gives me immense pride looking at the work over the summer, over the rebuilding of the team, the new players that have come in, the players that have been with for 18 months listening to, you know, the same obsessive message of improvement and getting better. And you know, I'm delighted with that. So I look at the game in context, but certainly take the first 11 games, and that's what I'll be sort of looking at over the next 2 days to see where we're at and what the next stage is to Bury's Football Club's development.